And asked me to open up for him today and just run through what we went up to Ohio to do. We went up there. There were 10 of us that left the 13th and got back the 19th. And we went up to help a church start a community center up there. And we were planning to do VBS in the days and work on the community center in the evenings, in the afternoons. And it didn't all go as planned. It didn't all go as planned. Some things, the VBS was really a bust. We broke Miss Marina, and it happened. And but all in all, we had a really good week. The community center, we really got a lot more done than they had actually planned for us to do. In fact, the last day, they really actually had to go around looking for extra stuff for us to do because we'd finished everything. For me, probably the best part about it was the last couple days, and I think it's true for all of us, we really got to use our talents to help people. There was a gardener up there, and what his goal was to get a garden built where he could teach people how to grow their own food and how to provide for themselves in that sense. And I was really able to use my talents to work on that with him. But I really thank God worked through us to use our talents for that, to help other people, even if we didn't see them directly being helped. And with that, I'll let Jonathan have it.
On the way to Ohio, we listened to several hours of Christian music. One song in particular touched me, Beautiful Things. This song reminds us how God makes beautiful things out of dirt. He even makes beautiful things out of our messed up lives. Little did I know that that would be my theme song for the week.
All this pain, I wonder if I'll ever find my way. I wonder if my life could really change at all. All this earth, could all that is lost ever be found? Could a garden come up from this ground at all? You make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of the dust. You make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of the dust.
My best memory was just working at the new Care We Share facility. Everybody was working and they were just so eager to help, and no one complained about having to work.
Springing up from this old ground, out of chaos life is being found in
me. I am amazed at the amount of lives we touch, and also how different churches can amass a large group of unfamiliar people to help in God's name.
My favorite part of the mission trip was the satisfaction of helping, being able to help people long term.
So on Thursday, we went with a group of six people to work at a food pantry. We worked for around 4 hours packing and giving out boxes of food. It was tough work for the 10 people we had working. And it surprised me when they said that we usually only do this that they usually do the same amount with only four people. And I feel like we bless more than just the people who we gave the food to, but also those who normally volunteer.
What I thought was special about the trip was just seeing everyone there. All those people who took time out of their summer to be there and work. It makes me happy to see people who are glad to be there and be examples of Christ. Also at We Care, We Share, knowing that all those people who got food were going to be fed. It was really special.
We had the privilege of helping God make something beautiful out of an old, rundown house. Our teens spent 3 days scraping, painting, digging, planting, hauling off things, and the result was beautiful. But as we were making these transformations, I realized that one day soon, God was going to make beautiful things out of the broken lives of the people who would come to this house and be ministered to. It was a blessing to be a part of this ministry at this point in time. We may not be there to plant the seed or to water it, but we were a part of preparing the soil, and for that, I'm thankful.
There's not a whole lot I can say after that, I don't think. And Marina did a great job of summing things up. So the rest of our kids. I want to thank Matthew Holt for taking such beautiful pictures, and he really, that was his thing. I'm terrible at remembering to take pictures of things, and I kind of asked Matthew to come along specifically to do that. Now, he helped out in many other ways, but did a great job with documenting our mission trip. As you can see, we had a lot done, and I hope you kind of sensed, I got a sense of where we took this place from being kind of run down and empty and basically ugly to really beautiful and something that they can be proud of. Let me tell you a little bit about Lorain, Ohio, and the people we went to help and the ministry that we went to help. Lorain, Ohio is right next to Lake Erie, northern Ohio. And it's a pretty large town, actually, around 60,000 people. At least a few years ago, it was over 60,000 people. A few years ago, they had a steel mill there. They had a Ford plant there, and those two things left. They left and they went overseas, and the people of Lorain were left without jobs. They had nothing that they could fall back on. And so the actual town itself is still filled with those people, and they have no work. And it's kind of depressing, and it's kind of hopeless there for those people. That all they knew, their livelihood was taken away from them. And so this church in Amherst, Ohio, which is a neighboring town, they decided they were gonna help with a mission there in Lorain to help the people of Lorain out, to give them hope, to feed them, to clothe them, but also to give them more than that. Give them hope in Christ, give them hope in God. And so they started this ministry called We Care, We Share. And right now what they do is they feed people. In June, they fed over 500 families. And that's close to 3,000 individuals that they fed just from their ministry. They clothe people. They do divorce care stuff for that community and single parenting classes. And what's happened is they've been so successful at helping people that they've needed to go into a bigger facility. And so the city of Lorain actually gave them this house that we were working on to move into. And they have plans of expanding their ministry, not just the clothing, not just the food, not just some of the classes, but to actually start a church there, to reach out to the community in that way. They want to start financial classes. They really are in the community giving hope, giving new life to people that desperately need it. And that's what we were able to help with. That house that we went to help with is where they're going to move in. And honestly, we got there, and they had a few jobs for us to do, like Jake said. And thank you, Jake, for those words. But they weren't prepared for the fervor in which our teenagers worked. And like I said a couple of Sundays ago, I've never been around teens that worked as hard or had as good of an attitude as our teens do. And so the first day they gave us some jobs, and we got those done, and they gave us more. And I think we got done with all the jobs that they had for us to do for the whole week on the first day. And they were kind of like, whoa. And so we came back and we kept doing more and more and more. And when we left this a new place almost. Where you could look at it and you're like, wow. And the people there, the guy named Bill who kind of runs We Care, We Share, I don't know how many times he came up to me and just said, man, you guys have worked so hard. And look at what you've done. We appreciate this so much. You'll never understand what this means to us and to the community here. We were able to do things that I don't know if they would have ever done because we had that manpower and that attitude that we were there to work. We were there to make things better. I think of the people there, and I was able to work in the food pantry on Thursday, and I was the guy there said I was the bouncer, but basically I was kind of a greeter, and I kept too many people from coming in at one time or other, and I got to talk to some of the people there, got to interact with them as they came in to get food. And that was a process to get food. Marina kind of helped with that and some of our kids, but it was a big process to do it. And it took a long time. We were there for about 4 hours, and there were people in a line that whole time. I've talked to some of those people and kind of got a sense of their situations and what was going on. A lot of those people are broken. And they feel a lot like the house that we worked on. They feel ugly. They feel unused. They feel useless. They feel empty. They feel like, why would anybody ever want me? And I think a lot of us have at one time, if we don't feel like that right now, the same way. Well, we feel unloved and kind of useless and ugly and empty inside. And if you're feeling like that today and you're thinking, I've heard about, redemption, and I've heard about God using people, but you don't know me, you don't know my story, you don't know what I've been through, and you don't know just how ugly inside I am. What I want to do this morning is offer you some great news and some real hope. Because God doesn't just slap a coat of paint on us. And He doesn't just hammer some nails. And He doesn't just pull weeds and fix us up. He makes us into brand new things. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 20. Let's read this together. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So many times, so many of us have felt empty and useless and broken. And we think, how can God ever use me? How can God, why would God want me? Why would God want to use me for anything good? And we think, you know, I'd have to fix myself up first, right? I'd have to make myself good enough for God to even want me. And we think, you know, that we've got to work and get to some certain point before God can use us. And what Paul's saying here is that God doesn't fix us up. He doesn't slap a coat of paint on us. He doesn't bandage the wounds. If we're going to keep going with the house analogy, he takes a wrecking ball and he knocks our house down and he creates an entirely new house, a perfect house, one that he can look at and go, that is mine. We are a new creation. We're not fixed. We're not a better version of our old self. If we're in Christ, we're brand new. We're a new creation. That's amazing, isn't it? And I want you to, we've got to realize this. We're new. When we come to Christ, everything about us that used to be, the old stuff is gone. Okay? It's not there anymore. In God's eyes, it doesn't exist. Right? It says here that our sins are not counted against us. We're brand new. That's truly being reconciled to God. Being redeemed. And God wants that for all of us. He wants it for all of us. This is important too. He says, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. All right? Once you are in Christ, once you're that new creation, brand new, then we've got a job, right? Then we have a purpose. And that purpose is carrying out that message of reconciliation. Sharing with people, hey, there's a God who loves you, who wants to create a new you. He wants to take all of that pain and suffering, all that nastiness, all that emptiness that you've been feeling, and he wants to just destroy it and create a new you. And he does that through Jesus. That's our purpose. That's what we do. Right? That's what we share with people. We're given that ministry. And Paul says we are Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Isn't that great? And the God of the universe created everything, who sent Jesus to die for our sins, rise from the dead to conquer death, entrusts us with sharing that message with everybody else. And the way we do that is by the way we live our lives and by the things we say to people, right? By sharing God's love and by showing them the new creation that he made in us. And that was the great thing about our mission trip is our teenagers were able to work on this house, all right, and take it from looking pretty ugly into something that We Care, We Share could be proud of. And now the people of that community can look at that and go, wow, look at that. That looks like a brand new building. They must care about us because they've put this much time into this building for the community to benefit from it. In the same way in our lives, that's what we do. That's what we do, is we take the fact that God made a new creation in me and in you, and we share that with other people. We show that to other people, and we share how God did that through Christ Jesus. So this morning, if you haven't been reconciled to God, if you feel that way, if you feel like an empty shell, know that He wants to make you into a new creation. That last verse says, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. And how do you do that? You've got to accept Jesus as your Savior. You've got to say, hey, I can't fix myself. Right? If you're in here this morning and you look around and you say, these people all have it together, you're wrong. Right? You're wrong. The only reason we're in here is because we know we're broken and we know we need a Savior. We know we need somebody to make us new because we can't do it ourselves. Be reconciled to God. Accept Jesus. Right? That's how we do it. Accept Jesus and He will make a new creation in you. And then you can share that ministry of reconciliation. You can share the way that He's changed you and made you new with other people. If you'd like to do that this morning, and we'd love for you to do that. If there's anything else that we can help you with, that our elders can pray with you about, then please come forward as we stand and sing.
Abide with me, fast forward.